There we go. And we'll get started. So we're going to start with an opening prayer. Tonight's prayer is a response prayer. So there's a chorus that I'm going to ask you to say with me. And that chorus is, "Divine, we pray to you." But it'll become clear as we move through the prayer what you need to say when. So I just want you to close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and relax. Divine, we ask that this week may be holy, good, and joyful. And then if you'd like to say with me, Divine, we pray to you. Divine, we pray to you. That we may offer to you our worship and our work. Divine, we pray to you. That we may strive for the well-being of all creation. Divine, we pray to you. That in the pleasures and pains of life, we may know your divine love and be thankful. Divine, we pray to you. That we may be bound together by your Holy Spirit, in communion with all your saints and angels, entrusting one another and all our life to you. Divine, we pray to you. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of power and your grace. Divine, we pray to you. In accordance with your divine will and the will of our higher selves, let this then be so. So mote it be. Amen. Okay, you can open your eyes now. So today is Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday is a Christian movable feast that falls on the Sunday before Easter. The feast commemorates Jesus's triumphant entry into Jerusalem, an event mentioned in each of the four canonical gospels. It is traditionally a time when the faithful receive blessing, and so tonight's angel service is centered around this theme of blessings. As such, we will be working with four angels of blessings who are sometimes referred to as the founders. The founders are four of the seven archangels of creation, and the founders hold four principal powers, or to give them their proper title, the four powers of divine light. These are those energies of creation that were locked within humanity at the beginning of time, which contributed to the manifestation of our souls, and which are therefore part of us. They are inner lights or inner fires, which can be used to bless and heal on the four primary levels of existence: mind, heart, body, and spirit. As these forces exist already within us, the founders are in truth conveying not the powers themselves, but rather blessings or keys that will further unlock them within us. Some say it's very probable in part that this very act was used by the Master Jesus, performed for his disciple after his crucifixion at Pentecost, to prepare them for their ministry by receiving the Holy Spirit. So let's do the meditation and receive the blessing. So if you want to get nice and comfortable, I'm going to find some nice music. There we go. That one. Okay. So just take a few moments to relax, please. Take a few deep breaths close your eyes and make sure you're as comfortable as you can be. Give your shoulders a gentle shrug, your head a gentle twist and turn. And I'd like you to bring your hands together in the form of an open bowl and rest them on your lap or in front of your heart center, whichever's comfortable for you. Breathe a little more deeply, in and out, and close your eyes, listening to the sound of my voice. In front of you, the magical Eastern Quarter, I want you to begin to envision a great column of sky blue energy, a twisting, turning tornado of sky blue light and power. It descends from the air, anchoring itself on the ground, expanding, growing broader and broader, casting a throbbing light and presence, a powerful, pulsating vibration out into the space around you. Within the twisting, turning smoke, you see flashes of lightning crackling with power. This is the Archangel Zachariel, the remembrance of God, the herald of divine lightning. I want you to softly chant Hu Lu Tsa. 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 Now release the chant and bring your focus to that point directly to your right-hand side, the magical Southern Quarter. Here I want you to envision a brilliant, blinding light that begins to emerge from the air, a spark that pierces the gloom, no more at first than a speck, but growing in brightness and size until it dazzles. A diamond shining light, that shines and shimmers, reaching out into the space around it with facets of energy that rival the sun in their brilliance, making it difficult to focus on and see. This is the Archangel Orphiel, the face of God, the herald of the divine presence. I want you to softly chant Hu Lu Or. 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 Now, directly behind you at the point of the magical west, I want you to envision a throbbing, pulsing energy which vibrates the air. Invisible at first, but building, growing, appearing as a beating, pulsing, pale rose pink energy that begins to flood the space like the early morning sunlight. It bleeds out into the space, growing and expanding with every beat of its invisible heart, until the pale rose-pink energy erupts forth, showering the space behind you in its loving power. This is the Archangel Anael, the grace of God, the herald of the divine light of love within. I want you to softly chant Hu Lu An. Hu Lu An. Hu Lu An. Hu Lu An. Hugh Lu An. Hugh Lu An. And finally, to your left-hand side at the point of magical north, I want you to envision rising from the earth a great tree, twisting and turning as it rises and grows from the ground, with ancient gnarled branches reaching up to the ceiling. Huge serpent-like roots reaching down into the ground, its green leaves surrounded by brilliant golden yellow blossom. This is the Archangel Uriel, the harbinger of the divine light of the Father God within. The Archangel of the power of the divine world. I want you to softly chant Hu Lu Ur. 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 Now slowly these presences draw closer in. Uriel. Zachariel. Orphiel. And Aniel. Closer and closer they creep, their powerful energies rippling the air about them as they move, until you feel them, like four approaching fires, their heat and light and vibration pressing powerfully all around you. Now the archangels surround you, close and near. You can feel their breath upon your skin, their thoughts inside your mind, their gentle, warming, powerful burning light inside your heart. From in front of you, Zachariel reaches forward and with a tongue of lightning strikes your throat and solar plexus, igniting them, filling them with energy and power. Then Orphiel, the angel to your right, reaches forwards out of the brilliant burning light and paints around your crown center a halo, a ring of shimmering radiance, amplifying the natural light of your crown center, flooding your system with brilliant energy. Now from behind you, reaching forward with the rose pink glow, the Archangel Aniel anoints a six-pointed star surmounted by a golden crown over your heart, flushing the heart center and the emotional body with pale pink rose gold light. And finally, to your left, the Archangel Uriel scatters pale golden yellow petals of his blossom, which fall like a cloak around your form, seeping and sinking into your etheric body and root center, filling you with vitality and power. Soft but vibrant pale golden yellow glowing force. Sit for a moment, surrounded by these energies, absorbing these blessings. Rest for a moment, open and welcoming to all the powers bring, allowing the light within you, your light, the divine light, to grow stronger and stronger, brighter and brighter with each breath that you take, amplified by these mighty presences, these mighty expressions of the divine, amplified by their blessing. And in a moment, my voice will return to guide you back. Hum, clum, sa. Hum, lum, hum, lum, an. Hum, lum, ur. Hum, lum, hum. Hum, lum, sa. Hum, lum, hum, lum, an. Hum, lum, ur. Hum, lum, hum. Hum, lum, sa. Hum, lum, ur. Hum, lum, an. Hum, lum, ur. Hum, lum, hum. Now slowly and gently, allow the presences to begin to step back, falling backwards, back into the spaces around the room where they originally manifested. The energy beginning to fade, shimmering and rippling back into the air, their light diminishing. Their energy and presence ebbing away until there is nothing left. Take a few deep breaths in and out. In and out and down through your legs and feet into the earth. Down into the earth to ground. Focus on the sound of my voice as you extend deep red roots down and wide into the earth. Breathe in and out. Focus your breathing on the solar plexus and sacral center to center yourself back into your body. Protect yourself in your usual way. And in your own time, slowly and gently, open your eyes and return. So as you're gathering yourself back, I am going to slip into a channeling, and we're going to hear from the four powers of divine light as they speak as one, bringing forward some guidance for us this evening. A blessing is a powerful thing. Once popular, once valued, once sought after, but now almost forgotten. It is a divine power held by the divine, a power that is present in those extensions of divine grace that you call angels, but a power that is also present within you. A blessing is the conveyance of goodwill and good fortune. It is hope and light, energy and healing and peace. It is protection, grace and power. It is an accentuation of all that is positive and good. It is a conveyance of fortune. As a co-creator with the divine, you have the power to convey blessing upon others, upon the world, upon each other, and upon yourself. To bless a moment, an object, a sound, a song, a poem. To bless an element of nature, a breeze, a flame, a drop of water, a tongue of fire, a crackle of lightning. To bless a moment in the past, to bless a moment in the future, to bless the present moment of your day, to fill it with light and love and hope and positivity. And through the exercising of your blessing, to share great goodwill. Gratitude magnifies blessing. Being thankful for positivity and hope, for joy and light and laughter, for good sleep, for sunshine, for the greening of trees, for the soft, gentle, unconditional love of a pet, for the company of a friend. Blessing yourself and being grateful for the receipt of the positive energy that you receive. Being grateful for a blessing that has been conveyed upon another by the divine, by the angels, by another. Being grateful for life and love and light. This magnifies the blessing, perpetuates it, shares it, encourages it to grow, encourages it to root and flower and blossom forever. Mankind has such power, and yet much of it they have forgotten. But it is essential now that you remember and in remembering, pass the blessing and the gratitude on. In times such as these, blessings are needed. In times such as these, gratitude is essential. As the world moves on, do not forget their power or importance, but rather draw them to you and celebrate their wonder. In love, then, we leave our blessing with you, and in light, we surround you with our love.